Good morning and welcome to day 21 of our daily Lenten video series. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights as we continue our journey through Lent this year and our theme, God's Story, Our Story. As we move ahead in the story of Jesus as he makes his way to Jerusalem, as we're reading about on Sunday mornings in Luke's Gospel, we continue to reflect on Jesus' ministry and the Gospel according to Mark in our daily devotions. And today we read the story, at least the beginning of the story of the Transfiguration, where Jesus and Peter and James and John went up on the mountain. And while they were there, a cloud came. And well, first Jesus' clothes and appearance changed and he became dazzling white. And Elijah and Moses showed up, and Peter wanted to hang out on the mountain, to stay there. It is good for us to be here, he says to Jesus. And it got me thinking about mountaintop experiences and how we want to hold on to those mountaintop experiences like Peter. We want to make them last. And so I'm standing in front of this steel cross here in our parking lot at the church, and as a reminder of the time that, it wasn't put here as a reminder, but it does remind me of the time I spent on staff at our Synod camp, Mount Cross in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where we had mountaintop experiences, where I went as a camper and had mountaintop experiences, and then I returned as staff and counselor. Where those mountaintop experiences didn't just last a week, then they lasted for the entire summer. The challenge of those mountaintop experiences that they're great, and they, like the Transfiguration, they reveal something about who Jesus is, and they alter us, they change us, and we want them to last forever. And then we come down the mountain, and we have to figure out how to live in the reality of our quote-unquote normal life, our non-mountain experience life. And every summer, especially when I worked on staff at camp, I would come home and I'd be real judgy about the people I encountered who hadn't spent all summer at camp, who hadn't had that mountaintop experience. And I would think about how superficial they were, how shallow they were. They weren't focused on the important things like we had been together at camp. And then soon that mountaintop experience would sort of wear off. The glow would begin to dim, and I would just get back to life as normal. Had I changed through that mountaintop experience? Of course, in some way. But had I let it change the way that I lived my life? Probably not as much as it might have if I'd been more intentional about it. And I think that's a challenge for us as we reflect on these mountaintop experiences that we have in our lives and in our faith journeys, is how do we allow them to impact our lives in the normal non-mountain experience times. And as we reflect on that on this Friday morning, I pray that you can think about some mountaintop experiences that you've had and maybe consider how they might have impacted your life. And I pray that you might have those experiences again in the future, and that you might be intentional about using them to impact your life. Hopefully, the encounter with Jesus, not only during this Lenten season, but whenever you engage God's Word, the story, God's story, you're having even a foothill experience, and that's changing your life as well. Thanks for spending a part of this morning with me, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Saturday morning. Again, it's my encouragement to you to sleep in as we look together at day 22 of this Lenten video journey together. See you then.